And we always look forward to a visit from Claire Maybe from Verb Wellington. She joins me now to talk about books. Hi, Claire.
Kia ora, Jesse.
Hey, I've got to ask you about the latest literary goss, mate. $500,000 for the Ministry of Culture and Heritage to this book matchmaking books site. What did you make of the story?
Oh, I was horrified when I read the story, to be honest. It's really sad, actually. I kind of went from rage to a bit of despair, and now I feel quite sad. from what was reported, I think it seems, I mean, it's an enormous amount of money for the literary sector. Nobody ever gets that much money. And it really does feel like a case where that money could have had a much bigger impact if it had been deployed more directly to our community.
Yeah, I'll mention again that Rachel King, who runs a festival as you do, she runs Word in Christchurch, is more optimistic, and you might hope that you're wrong about this one, Claire, right? You might hope that in a couple of years you say, well, I tell you what, that $500,000 has actually been used perfectly and has ended up fostering the industry and been a great investment.
Yeah, definitely. I saw that optimistic outlook. But I guess I question, from what was reported, that didn't look like it was in the proposal. And we haven't seen the proposal and we don't know the exact details. But looking at what currently exists there now, the kaupapa leads people to Amazon. And I guess that just feels directly at odds with supporting New Zealand publishers and booksellers. So, I mean, if the intention is to turn that right around, great, awesome. But it is, the threshold for achieving funding is so high in New Zealand most of the time. You know, like, even getting a $5,000 grant is really hard. So I guess it feels like, what was the threshold for this one?
Okay. Well, you're doing your bit to support New Zealand books. By my count, you have three of them to talk about today. What do you have for us?
I have got three very different books, and they are all New Zealand books, which you can purchase from an indie bookshop or directly from the publisher. So the first one is Hine and the Tohunga Portal by Ataria Sharman, and it's published by independent publishers Huia Publishers. And this is an awesome book for younger readers, kind of what we call middle fiction, so kind of between 8 to 12-year-olds. Yeah, but I kind of always think with this kind of level of fiction, adults love it too, and I've been reading it at night to kind of help my brain transfer out of crazy things into another world. And this book is about Hine and Hohepa, brother and sister. Hine is the older sister and Hohepa is her little brother, and he gets stolen into this other world, and it's like a pre-European Aotearoa, which is filled with Atua Māori, the Māori gods, and talking animals, and magical Patupairihi, the fairy people. And it's inhabited by a really quite scary villain called Kay. I hope I'm saying that right, but Kay. And he has stolen Hohepa, and Hine's mission is to get him back. And so she has to find, like, who she should align with and try and retrieve knowledge of the Atua Māori and of all of these amazing stories from this mythical, magical place to help get her brother back. And it's a real adventure story, but it's also really full of beautiful kaupapa Māori stories. And it's, I guess, in the end, it's about retrieving that knowledge and using it to help you get through life.
And making it exciting and appealing, right? So that younger readers are keen on getting involved in it.
Yeah, and it feels like it's got all that magic of, like, Narnia and Lord of the Rings and that real beautiful fantasy world that you can escape into, but it's so grounded here. It's really amazing. It's a really cool book.
Great. Is it out now?
Yeah. It's out now. You can get it now from Huia or independent booksellers.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I see the author, Ataria Sharman. Ataria Sharman has the book available from her own website. So if you want to buy it direct from her, you can. Hine and the Tohunga Portal. What else do you have for us?
I have also got a book called The 10 Acceptable Acts of Arson and Other Very Short Stories by Jack Cottrell. And this is published by Canterbury University Press, who are very good at publishing really great flash fiction. And this book came across my desk a few weeks ago, and I've just been dipping in and out of it and being just delighted by every page. And I think this kind of book is really awesome if you have got quite a frazzled attention span, because these really, with flash fiction, you can literally read one page and that's the entire thing, and it's really, they're really sharp and clever and fun. So the title story, which is 10 Acceptable Acts of Arson, literally is a list of 10 acceptable acts of arson. For example, number 6 is simply zombies, and number 10 is that abandoned warehouse I burned to the ground, Your Honour. So it's really good fun. And it varies from kind of fun and clever to quite poignant and moving. So, yeah, I loved this book. I think it's quite a revelation. I don't often read flash fiction, so it was great.
No, I think I have... I'm sure... I was just looking it up. I'm sure I've talked to Jack Cottrell before. He's flash fiction is his thing, right?
It's his thing. He's won awards for it.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's very clever and very, very funny as well.
Yeah, totally funny. And there was, I did read one piece in this book called Reasons Why I Called In Sick Rather Than Go to the Mihi Whakatau for New Employees last Friday. And that piece did kind of do the rounds on the internet because it's really interesting and I think reflects perhaps quite a few experiences of people who don't present as Māori, but who are Māori. So, yeah, he's really clever. I think he's just a very interesting writer and also just a great book to have by your bedside if you want to read but you just don't have the, you know, the attention span to try and put yourself into a novel.
Yeah. You're speaking my language. You're talking to someone who just picked up Infinite Jest for about the 10th time last night, so I'm going to have a go at that one now. Over 1,000 pages, very small type, paragraphs that last for days. But, yes, maybe I need this one next to it so that when it becomes too much, I can just take a little shot of Jack Cottrell.
Yeah, I think it's a great one. I recommend it. Good Christmas present too, I reckon.
Is it a normal size book? It's a weird question, but it's like it's flash fiction, so the pieces are shorter. But are there quite a few pieces in there?
Yeah, there's lots of pieces. So there's 136 pages. So it's not a huge hefty book, but it's significant, and it'll get you through, you know, a few months of daily reading.
Great. And a quick plug for Small Bodies of Water by Nina Minya-Powles. It's a famous name in New Zealand literary circles.
Yeah, this book is an absolute treat. So it's a book of essays by a supremely talented Aotearoa writer. And I reckon by the time I got to the end of this book, I kind of felt, I think this book is about daily ritual. And Nina goes into beautiful detail about swimming, about family, about memory, about food, and how all of those things just influence your daily life and offer so many beautiful images that she transport you to. So she, parts of it are set in Borneo, parts in London, Shanghai, and in Wellington. And she brings threads of kind of other writers come into it. So Robin Hyde and Virginia Woolf and Catherine Mansfield. So she's just this extremely explorative writer, and when I read Nina's work I feel instantly quite calm and well looked after as a reader. I think it's a lovely book.
Yeah, I've spoken to her, it was maybe just over a year ago with her first book, which is called Tiny Moons, A Year of Eating in Shanghai, and it was about food, but it was also about identity and culture and language and everything that came with it.
Exactly. It's just that she has a very clever way of, I mean, I think great essayists do this, but they start off talking about one thing and then it kind of transforms into what the essay really is about. Mm. And I think that food and swimming and water often lead back into family and memory and place and art for Nina too.
Lovely. Is it new out, this one, Small Bodies of Water?
Yeah, it's come out quite recently with Canongate in the UK and with Ellen and Unwin New Zealand. So it's a lovely kind of hardback, also a good Christmas present. Yeah.
Yeah. Great. It's called Small Bodies of Water by Nina Minya-Powles, and she's been as I say, in conversation with us on Afternoons and also on Nights recently with Brian Crump too. Claire, thank you. Nice to talk to you.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.